With Christine Brewer in Edinburgh, where she's going to give a recital in the Usher Hall on Friday the 3rd of September as part of Edinburgh International Festival 2010. Christine, welcome back to Edinburgh. You performed at the festival a few times in the last few years, which has been fantastic. Can you please tell us what's so special for you as an artist about performing at the Edinburgh International Festival?
Well, thank you. It's great to be back in Edinburgh, and I was trying to remember how many times I've been here, and I think it's been at least five or six times. This might be the seventh time that I've been here for the festival. I've been to Edinburgh several times outside of the festival. I'm singing with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra and the Royal National Scottish Symphony and BBC Scottish Symphony, so it's a place that I come quite often. But there's something so special about the festival and the atmosphere when the festival's going on. All the visitors who are here and all the musicians who you run into on the street or in the hotels or in the Usher Hall. I always, when I'm here, find a friend who I didn't know was performing here. So it's always a pleasure and a real joy to be making music at this wonderful festival.
Thank you. And can you tell us a little, please, about the program you're going to be performing on Friday with Malcolm Martineau accompanying you at the Usher Hall?
Sure. I'm starting out the program with, actually, it's a song recital, but I'm starting out with an aria. It's one that Birgit Nielsen quite often began her recitals. It's Divinité du Styx from Alceste by Gluck. And it comes at the very end of the first act. It's the finale for the first act of Alceste. And it's when Alceste has, decided to give her life for her husband. She's become this very brave heroine. And it's all the culmination of it happens in this aria. So I find it a wonderful way to start the program, really get the blood pumping and and to get going. And then, of course, I sing so much German repertoire in my operatic career that when I program recitals, I quite often put some Strauss or some Wagner. In this particular recital, I'm doing several Strauss songs. One of my favorites, Wiegenlied, the lullaby. I'm singing that. I'm singing Ich liebe dich. It's not a typical love song. It's one that sometimes I think when people see the title in the program, they think, it's to be a lovely love song. And it's quite, declamatory and very dramatic. So I'm singing several Strauss. And then Josef Marx, who's also a favorite composer of mine, some beautiful settings of his. Selige Nacht, it's a beautiful love song, and it is quite a typical love song. And then there's a song called De Bescheidene Schäfer, The Shy Shepherd. And it's this girl just so upset that she's so in love with this little shepherd, and when they're left alone by her mother, he doesn't even know what to do but just stand there and hold his hat and look at his feet, and he's just kind of a dolt. So and when I get a chance to do something that's a little funny, I like to throw those in because, actually, most of the operatic repertoire I do is not particularly comic. So in recitals, I like to be able to do a few things that are a little lighter. The second half of the program I'm devoting to American music. I'm singing some songs by Richard Hundley, a composer from New York City. I've done his songs for probably 20 or 25 years, and I've chosen five of my favorite songs of Richard's to sing in this program.
Christine, thank you very much.
Thank you.